Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from White Plains, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 51st edition of the Salute to Seniors Business Expo going on here today in White Plains. A record crowd of better than 2,000 expected today. Lots of vendors on hand. You deal with several subjects from long-term care to dental care to health care and much, much more. And this is our fourth time doing it here. Good morning, everybody. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the first half. My friend Laura Smith will be joining us later, and my good friend, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. Matt Kahan, is always our great engineer on hand. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
You got that right, Matt. Now, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. We are at Shark Creative. Well, I'm pleased to be back once again here, all of us here, the Westchester County Radio team, the Westchester Talk Radio team, here at the annual Salute to Seniors event. It's a business expo, a fabulous marketing opportunity for businesses, and through community outreach, people are able to target products and services to Westchester's vital and ever-growing senior population. And that certainly is an absolute fact. In addition to all the vendors here, we have entertainment, you got food, so much more to do. I'm pleased to have with us our very first guest to kick things off. We have somebody, a gentleman we talked to in the past. His name is Robert Kestenbaum, and he's director of family services with Woodlawn Cemetery located in the Bronx, New York. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back once again.
Thank you.
Well, we had a very big turnout for this event last year. They're expecting a record turnout this year. You've been here many times before. Tell us what it's like to come to this event each and every year, and what kind of feedback do you get?
Actually, the one of the thrills for me is I recognize some of the faces. We have many people who come back to our table to talk about what their needs are, and it's interesting because the first time maybe they take a pen, the second time maybe they take some brochures, the third time they might be ready to talk about their planning needs. And it's an issue that people aren't always ready to deal with immediately. And once they are, we're pre-planning advocates. So we'll assist them in every aspect of their planning needs.
It's no secret. It's a very difficult conversation for people to have. But this is where you come in. You try to guide them through the whole process. They have a lot of questions at the very beginning and from cost and how it's done. I'm sure you answer all that.
Absolutely. And in fact, I do educational seminars for groups. And it's about the value and importance of pre-planning. But we also understand it's difficult, a difficult topic. The title of the program is I Don't Want to Talk About It, for obvious reasons. So when we meet with individuals and families one-on-one, we also talk about not only specifically their cemetery plans, but everything that is connected. It's full service, comprehensive in terms of the things they need to decide in order to be able to make their final plans.
So again, pre-planning is ultra important. So when you have a new client come in for the first time, what are the first questions they ask about it? Because obviously it's new for them, and I'm sure they're scared about it, but you help trying to ease the process a little bit.
We talk for a while before we get into any substance. It's helpful for me to know what is of interest to them and what they're all about, what their background perhaps is, what their needs are. Sometimes they're just planning for themselves. Sometimes they're planning for themselves and a spouse. We have a lot of adult children who come and make plans for their parents. And so it's helpful to know exactly what they're looking for, even if they don't know. Mm-hmm. So part of the process is I help them understand what it is they want. And often they say, I don't know what I want. And I always tell them the same thing. I say, I'll bet you know what you don't want. And the reason I do that is because at some point along the way, I'll mention something that they don't want. And at that point, I'll remind them what I said before. And the reason I do that is not to be a wise guy, although I do have that potential, but rather to make sure they understand that they are in control and they know more than they think they know.
Yeah,
it's and that usually
so.
Puts them at ease.
Exactly, that's a really good point there. So, again, you're located in the Bronx, so you get people from all over Westchester, right?
All over Westchester and other states. There are a lot of people who have New York roots who are living elsewhere and want to come back home.
I do know that it's a very famous cemetery and that there is a lot of celebrities buried there, so to speak.
We have many, many notables. It's a National Historic Landmark, and one of the reasons is the design and the funerary art that we have there. Lots of sculptures and artwork of various types, and some of the people who folks would know, Mayor LaGuardia, Herman Melville, the Macy's family, the Woolworth family, Celia Cruz.
A lot of history.
Duke Ellington. A lot of people. The Hertz family of Hertz Rent-A-Car, the Bulova family of Bulova Watches. Lots of people.
Wow, very fascinating. Yes. If anybody would like more information, Robert, where can they call you?
They can get me at the office. My direct line is 718-408-5626.
And what are the hours?
I can answer all their questions.
9 to 5?
Actually, that forwards to my cell phone when I'm not in the office. I don't have hours.
Okay, well, that's good.
If somebody needs something, they need it then.
Whenever they need it.
And if I have the answer, I'll give them the answer. And if I don't have the answer, I will tell them that, and then I'll go get it.
Okay. Well, Robert, we appreciate you joining us today. Again, we hope you find this very enjoyable, very, very informative event. And thanks for coming on. Have a great day.
Thank you. Good seeing you again.
We're speaking again with Robert Kastenbaum. He is the Director of Family Services with Woodlawn Cemetery based in the Bronx, New York. Just tuned in. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the 51st Salute to Seniors Business Expo at the Westchester County Center, going on for much of the day. We're going to take the short break and be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live inside the Westchester County Center in White Plains for the 51st Annual Salute to Seniors Business Expo. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the first half. My good friend Laura Smith will join us a little bit later on. And again, we're expecting a record crowd of better than 2,000 on hand here for this event, as well as many vendors from home care to dental care and much, much more. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped in a sleepaway facility in Armagh, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. And yes, we are broadcasting live here from the Westchester County Center. It's our fourth time here. It's my third time here, actually, at this event. Gets bigger and better every year. And again, a big crowd expected. And we're happy to have with us as our very next guest. He's with a company called The Perfect Home Care, Inc. They're located in Tarrytown. He is Ed Trapasso. He is the co-president. Ed, good to have you with us here today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Now, how many years ago did you start home care?
We started our business about 5 years ago.
And what was your inspiration for starting this? Because there's clearly a growing need for home care here in Westchester because of the growing population in the county.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We recognized that there was a need because of the growing population. And we also had, my partner and I also had the personal experience of dealing with home health aides because we both had mothers who needed aid at the end of their lives. And we found that the services that some of the companies were providing was not up to snuff. So we decided to get into the business for ourselves.
And for the caregiver themselves, I mean, it's very, very stressful. That's why people like yourself come in here, and they want to be able to trust that person. And you say they get screened. There's background checks to make sure that they are right for the customer, right?
Yeah, Jim, we very thoroughly screen all of our aides. We try to get aides who are certified as home health aides or certified as certified nursing assistants. We train them all thoroughly. We thoroughly screen them. We check their references. You know, of course, we interview them in person. We do criminal background checks. And most importantly is we try to get aides who are very compassionate and sensitive and caring and engaging. Because, you know, one of our experiences we had when we were dealing with home health aides ourselves is that a lot of aides just would show up at the house and they would sit there and not really do much other than you know, take care of the immediate requirements. We wanted aides who would do much more than that. They'd really be engaging with the client. So that's what we aim to do with all of our aides.
Well, let's face it, everybody's situation is different. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You tend to kind of take things on a case-by-case basis, if you will, basis there.
Yeah, we try to customize the requirements to meet the needs of the clients. So when we open a case, what we generally do is we bring the aides to the client in advance and we give them the opportunity to interview the aides. That way they can determine if the aide is compatible with their needs. And if for some reason, and it does happen sometimes, if for some reason they feel like the aide is not appropriate, we bring them another aide. So we make sure that from the very outset, the client is happy with the aide and they feel like there's going to be strong compatibility.
And I'm sure it gives not only the client, but the family some peace of mind that everything is being taken care of for them.
Yeah, it absolutely gives the family peace of mind because they're involved in the selection process and in the decision process.
Yeah, so it's a step-by-step. And then once you get to the end point, okay, this is all taken care of. I mean, now they know it's in the hands of somebody who knows what they're doing.
That's exactly right.
All right. So if anybody would like more information about your services, when can they reach you or where can they reach you?
Well, there's a couple of ways they can reach me. One is they can go to our website, which is exactly like our company name. It's www.theperfecthomecare.com. That's all one word. So it's theperfecthomecare.com. Or they can call our number, which is area code 914-406-3284. And we're available beyond regular business hours. You can call us almost any time, and we'll answer the phone. And if in the rare event where we don't answer the phone, someone will get back to you right away.
And I think you may have mentioned it, low rates of free in-home assessment as well, right?
Low rates and free in-home assessment. Our prices, our fees are very competitive.
Very, very good. Well, Ed, it's a pleasure having you with us here today. I hope you enjoyed the event. Hopefully you'll get some really good information, some new clients, and hope you have a good day.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed chatting with you.
We appreciate it. Right. Ed Trapasso, ladies and gentlemen, co-president of the Perfect Home Care, Inc. They're located in Tarrytown. I'll give you their address, by the way. It's 520 White Plains Road, Suite 500 in Tarrytown, New York. My name is Jim Cleefield, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, live from Salute the Seniors at the Westchester County Center. More in just a moment.
Outside your window, what would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live inside the Westchester County Center in White Plains for the annual Salute to Seniors Business Expo going on all day today. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host for the first hour. My friend Laura Smith will be joining us a little bit later. Now, we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. J.P. McKell Pest Management, residential residential and commercial abatement. Michael Labriola, Inc. Their last name is the first name in landscape. And Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion. Now, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram, too. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. And yes, better than 2,000 expected here for this event. Could be a record crowd today, and some wonderful entertainment expected, along with lots of vendors to answer any questions. We found out, by the way, that some singers representing two popular groups from the late 50s, early 60s, the Platters and the Temptations will be here. Not the whole group, but some of the singers from them will be represented. That's, I think, one of the reasons this crowd is really big this year. They're very excited about that. Well, we're happy to have with us an old friend of ours back once again this year is Christina Maccioroli, and she is territory manager with Tivity Health, which runs a program called Silver Sneakers. We talked about this on last year's show. Christina, good to have you back once again.
Hi, thank you for having me. We're so excited to be here this year. I can't believe how many people came out and are enjoying this event today.
It is jam-packed in here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, things are just getting started. And but again, we talked to you last year about the Silver Sneakers program. Now, Tivity Health runs this exclusively?
Yes. Tivity Health has a program called Silver Sneakers, which is for Medicare-eligible health plans. Several of our health plan sponsors are here today also at this event.
Yes. And so what are the kind of the benefits that you have with Silver Sneakers that help seniors?
So Silver Sneakers fitness program allows basic access to one of our partner locations, which now here in Westchester we have over 20 different locations, but nationwide we have around 16,000 locations that partner with us. That membership is a basic membership that entitles them to access. We also have a program called our Flex program, which is community-based fitness classes, and we offer them at places like community centers, for example. And we have Flex classes happening at the Mount Pleasant Community Center here in Westchester County.
So this kind of comes sort of the health and wellness aspect of that, right?
Absolutely. Our goal with Tivity Health is to be a comprehensive well-being program. So we do try to get seniors to be living their best lives through exercise and maintaining their independence.
Yeah, it can't be emphasized enough. I mean, being able to maintain your health, stay active, that's very, very important. That really adds up, you know, towards living a long life, longevity, and really living a rich, full life.
Absolutely. We also offer some different presentations, some educational presentations, because fall prevention is so important in the lives of older adults. So fall prevention is one of them. We are also focusing now on happiness and just social isolation, making sure that we bring older adults out into the community and out so they can understand that exercising will have a big impact on their mental health.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to that age, I mean, there's a lot of loneliness in there. A lot of your friends are gone. You want to try to maintain somewhat of a social circle. And I guess that's where a program like Silver Sneakers kind of aids in that, right?
It absolutely aids in that. What happens is when they go to one of our fitness centers, they create an accountability group and friendships kind of along the way. And so if they maybe fall off of their exercise routine or they're not able to get there, then people start asking for them and they typically want to know where their friends are. So they kind of take each other's fitness journey seriously and hold each other accountable for being there and getting out of their homes and making sure that they get that exercise that they need.
So what's the interaction like with each of the seniors? I mean, do they really enjoy the programs?
Yes, they absolutely love Silver Sneakers. We have testimonials coming into our customer service call line every single day.
Every single day. And so like here in Westchester, for example, what's the clientele like? Is it a very big clientele here? Because we do have an aging population here. It continues to grow.
Yes, there are approximately 18,000 members that are eligible for Silver Sneakers here in Westchester County.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so you continue to add new members every day, and that's part of the reason you're here at this expo. You're getting new members every day, right?
Absolutely. Our goal here is really to create awareness around them being able to access their benefits that are available to them on their Medicare health plan and really engage in those benefits so that they can see the effects of exercise in their lives.
And if anybody would like more information about your program, Christina, where can they contact you?
So our website is www.silversneakers.com. If they want to know that they're eligible, they can check their eligibility there. They can find locations there. If they are here today, they can certainly stop by our booth. I have my colleague Karen with me, and Karen and I can certainly look that up for them.
And this event runs till early afternoon today, right?
2 o'clock.
All right. Thanks a lot, Christina. We appreciate it. Christina Maccioroli with Tivity Health, which runs Silver Sneakers. My name is Jim Cleefield. Back with more in a moment.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live inside the Westchester County Center in White Plains for the 51st Annual Salute to Seniors Business Expo going on today. It's going to go till about 2 o'clock. How are you doing? My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host for the first half. My good friend Laura Smith, the dynamic Laura Smith, will join us a little bit later on as well. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower, Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, Life Science. Well, it should be a very festive atmosphere here. I hope you're excited as I am, because in addition to all the vendors that are represented here, there's going to be some live entertainment as well. Some singers representing the Platters and Temptations, believe it or not, are going to perform, and that may be one of the biggest reasons why we're expecting a record crowd. They drew over 2,000 for this event last year at this business expo. Now I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. We're talking to her for the very first time, the Center for Vein Restoration. They have locations in Purchase and Scarsdale, and her name is Amy Spetla. She is Regional Sales Director. Amy, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good to see you. This is the first time you've been at this expo?
This is my first time here, yes, and it's a great event. We're seeing a lot of the local seniors coming by and speaking with us.
Well, let's get to know a little bit about the center and what you do and what kind
Sure.
of services you provide.
Yeah, so the Center for Vein Restoration, we're a national company, but we are based here in Westchester, as you mentioned, in Scarsdale, as well as Purchase. So we treat patients with vein disease in the legs. So most commonly, you'll see spider veins or varicose veins. So we treat that. And also, sometimes patients are just having issues with aching, burning, tired, heaviness in the legs. So we're providing actually free leg scans today. We have our vascular technologist with us doing ultrasound scans to check for any reflux in the veins, blood clots. So we treat everything in the office. The procedures are minimally invasive. And we're very happy and excited to be here today.
And when they do the treatment, they're trying to catch anything potentially that's a problem very early, if they see something suspicious in there?
Yeah, absolutely. So when the vein becomes diseased, the valves in the veins start to slow down and weaken. So we check for that in the ultrasounds. Also just here educating everyone. And then if they want to follow up with us in the office, we can do a more thorough examination and get them on a treatment plan.
Do you do preventative care as well?
We can provide compression stockings in the office to help manage some of those symptoms. Or if they're experiencing swelling, we can work with some of our vendor partners in the area to get on a treatment plan for that as well.
So when should people like I start checking those things? I mean, the varicose veins, when they have to start being aware of that? Is there a self-check that they can do as well if they see a problem and can come to you?
Yeah, so we can provide complimentary physician visits, which is a 10-minute meeting with our physician, just to, educate them on potential risk factors. It is hereditary, more common in women, or if you've had children, that can make the problem worse. But it is a progressive disorder, so, we do encourage early treatment and evaluation.
So when did the Center for Vein Restoration actually get started? How long have you been around here?
In this area, we've been around for 6 years. So we're, you know, we're still growing and trying to build our presence in the community. So that's why we like to be out in the community doing events like this and speaking with seniors or, you know, anyone else that would be interested in our services.
Yeah, so you've been around for 6 years, but people are still trying to get to know you a little bit better because it is relatively new, so to speak. But and it's a condition, those conditions that you have to really stay on top of.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a very underdiagnosed condition, so just continuing to educate, you know, the physicians in the area as well and encouraging patients to talk to their primary care providers about their legs as well, because leg health is very important.
Yeah, you can't emphasize that enough. I mean, it's just like anything else, your heart health, I mean, from head to toe, it's all connected, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. If anybody would like more information about your services, Amy, where can they get in touch with you? At either one of the locations?
Yeah, either one of the locations, and our website is
www.centerforvein.com. www.centerforvein.com. That's
yes.
Pretty easy to remember. Well, Amy, we appreciate your joining us. I hope you have a fun time today.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amy Spetla, ladies and gentlemen, Regional Sales Director with the Center for Vein Restoration, two locations, Scarsdale and Purchase. And just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're broadcasting live from the Salute to Seniors Business Expo at the Westchester County Center. I'm Jim Cleefield, back with more in just a moment.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live here in what looks to be a record crowd here inside the Westchester County Center in White Plains for the 51st Annual Salute to Seniors Business Expo going on till this afternoon about 2 o'clock. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the proceedings in this first half. My good friend, the dynamic Laura Smith, will join us a little bit later on. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, Life Science. And yes, so we are here at the Westchester County Center. Lots going on today. Plenty of exhibitors on hand to answer any questions from home care to dental care and even end-of-life care decisions. And some great entertainment that's going to be on hand today. We're going to have some singers representing two popular groups from way back in the late 50s and 60s, The Platters and The Temptations. So that should be really fun as well. Just a festive atmosphere shaping up here. Well, we're going to talk about a subject called medical cannabis here in New York State. It's relatively new. It's been around for about a few years. And to join us right now, we have the district manager with a company called Vireo in New York. And that his name is John Connolly. And John, good to have you with us here today. First time we've had you here. Let's talk about this, medical cannabis. Now, this really became law, I guess, just a few years ago, 2016. What exactly do you do?
Yeah, sure. So we're a company that's run by physicians and pharmacists, and we counsel patients and help recommend a medication that can help treat some of their symptoms. Symptoms ranging from pain to muscle spasticity, nausea, stimulating appetite, potentially even things like insomnia.
Yeah, it treats a wide variety of maladies.
It
as
can,
you said,
yeah.
You're both physical, and as I said, there's a whole list here. You have here, and, I mean, from seizures, PTSD, I didn't know that also treats
right.
that, and cancer. Just a handful, a small sample size of what cannabis can do to make that person feel better, right?
Yeah, right. We're seeing patients with a range of disease states and symptoms, and these medications can really provide a significant benefit.
Now, there's a motto you have in here in your brochure, start low and go slow.
Go slow,
let's
yeah.
talk about that.
Yeah, so basically what we want to do is minimize side effects as much as possible. So cannabis has a stigma. Everybody thinks about the THC component making them feel that high feeling, right? Not all the medications do that, and we always try to strive to minimize that psychoactive effect. So we always start low, go slow. Start with a low dose, work our way up until we find a dose that is giving symptom relief with the fewest amount of side effects as possible.
So as a patient, how do you know it's working without that high? How do you get that feeling? I mean, does your body tell you it is? Or, I mean, is it psychological? Is it physical? What is it?
It's so, for example, if we're talking about pain, it is up to the patient. So pain is very personal. We recommend patients just pay attention to their symptoms. If their pain is going from a 10 to a 6 or a 10 to a 4, we'll know that it's having an effect. You may experience symptom relief without that psychoactive effect. You may get that psychoactive effect depending on the concentration, depending on the ratio, we call them. But it's not always guaranteed. And so basically our patients work with our pharmacists, so there's always a pharmacist on staff at our dispensaries to help determine how the medication's working, what types of side effects are maybe a little bit too troublesome for them, and depending on their type of symptom relief, their response to the medication will recommend a different medication, different dosage form, or different dose.
So when you get to the first step of obtaining medical cannabis, I mean, what is the process like for the patient?
Sure. So the first step is to talk to their physician, whether it's a pain management doctor, could be a primary care doctor, psychologist. They have to talk to the doctor, and the provider writes a recommendation, similar to a prescription. And then from there, you register with the Department of Health, and then you visit the dispensary. We offer virtual consultations, so some of our patients can speak with a pharmacist online through a HIPAA-compliant video chat platform. And we also offer free home delivery. So, you'll speak with a pharmacist, but you don't necessarily need to come to the dispensary to get the medication. We can bring it right to your home.
Now, as far as doctors being registered for this program, how does that work? I don't know how many doctors you have in your network right now since this got started in 2016.
So, I don't know the exact number, but there's in the thousands, though. So, there's quite a few physicians that came on board, and it's been a steady increase with the number of providers that have come on board. And it's a number of different practices, too. Pain management is one of the more common ones that we see. But the doctor has to register with the Department of Health. And so once they get registered with the DOH, then they can start writing recommendations to their patients.
But in the event the doctor's not registered, then what?
So you can find physicians online. So there are some doctors that specialize specifically in medical cannabis. And so if your particular doctor isn't registered, then you can find a physician that can write a recommendation specifically for the medical cannabis.
So really, in a nutshell, I mean, you'll feel it working, but again, without that high, without the side effects that you might get with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So some patients do experience those side effects, but many do not.
If anybody would like more information about your program, you're located in Elmhurst, Queens. Is that where you're based?
We're in
where
Queens and in White Plains. So we have
and
offices in both locations, as well as in Albany and Binghamton. But you can visit VirioHealthNY.com. We'd be happy to provide more information.
VirioHealthNY.com. That's
VirioHealthNY.com.
Very good. John Connolly, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have fun today.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Again, we've been speaking with John Connolly, District Manager with Vireo Health. They're located in White Plains and also in New York City as well. We're broadcasting live, Westchester Talk Radio is, from the 51st Salute to Seniors Business Expo going on here. Record crowd expected. My name is Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with more right after this.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back. back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a spirited Wednesday here inside the Westchester County Center here in White Plains for the 51st annual Salute to Seniors Business Expo going on today till about 2 o'clock. How are you doing, everybody? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the first half of the proceedings. My friend Laura Smith on the way. And, of course, my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac K, and our great engineer, as always. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, electrical contractor, Genesis Exhibits, trade show displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped up in a sleepaway facility in Armagh, Faceless Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. We're expecting a record crowd today of better than 2,000, pretty much what they had last year, but perhaps even more than that already. And good reason, not only all the wonderful vendors that are represented here, from home care to dental care to end-of-life care, but also we're going to have some musical entertainment. And what's extra special about this year, we're going to have some singers representing two popular groups from the late 50s and 60s, the Platters and the Temptations. That's going to make it even more exciting. And now I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest with a company called High Tech Charities Healthcare. They have an office in Pleasantville. We have Andrea Anukwe. She is Outreach and Community Development Specialist. Andrea, good to have you with us here today.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Now, is this your first time at this expo?
Yes, it is.
But the company has been around for 20 years, I understand.
Yes, we have offices in Missouri, and we have a variety of services, including recovery and addiction support, community development, as well as senior care and home care services. So we're featuring our home care services here at today's expo.
What makes you different from other healthcare companies? Is it the high tech aspect?
It is. It is the fact that we focus on a tradition of dignity at home. Our goal is not towards institutionalization, it's towards doing everything to help the senior age well. Exercise programs, wellness programs, nutrition, housekeeping, anything that helps them age well at home.
Well, as it says in your brochure, serving with a tradition of dignity at home, that's really key, right?
Yes, it is.
And you're a New York State licensed home care services agency?
Yes, we are. And it was founded by my husband, who was a foreign humanitarian and missionary for many years. And I'm a retired educator. And we came together to continue to offer these services now here in New York as well.
Tell us about what your employees are like. How many are on staff here in Westchester?
Employees, for the most part, are fully licensed, insured. They're nurse practitioners, RNs, HHAs, personal care aides. We run the gamut, licensed social workers like myself. So our goal is to bring professionals who may be underemployed, perhaps foreign workers born here or otherwise. But they range. They range. We don't have a static staff. We serve based on need. So if we have a client, we have a full registry. We have the access of over 200 employees to dispatch based on need. So again, with home care is based on need.
And you offer a wide range of services.
Let's
get into some of those.
Yes. So we provide RN care management, which includes a full assessment at home. It could include safety services, housekeeping, medical social work. Another piece of what we do is spiritual care. We want to make sure that we're looking at the total senior and whatever it is that motivates them to stay active and healthy at home. And sometimes being connected to their spiritual care community is very helpful in doing that.
I think that really is the theme that we've been going with today about independent living. I mean, that's really what a lot of our guests have been talking about, because a lot of these seniors, they do not want to end up in nursing care. They want to live on their own independently and happily, and I understand that.
Yes, and I also, from a personal perspective, both my parents, until their last breath, I was there and I was able to coordinate and advocate for their care. So a lot of times, seniors don't necessarily know all that's available to help them stay at home.
They're not really aware of it, right?
And if they don't have a daughter or a family member or someone. So when we say tradition of dignity at home, it carries with it that personal experience of making sure our parents were well taken care of.
And caregiving can be so stressful. I mean, without saying, but you know, with a service like what you offer here, there's somebody that they can turn to if they need an extra hand.
Yes, yes. But again, it's not taking away their dignity or their ability to self-direct. My mom was a very strong-willed woman, so she wanted to make sure she maintained her voice. And so that tradition of dignity ensures that the seniors maintain their voice.
Right to the very end, right?
Right to the very end.
If anybody would like more information about your services, again, you're in Pleasantville. That's your location in Westchester. When are you reachable? Where are you reachable?
Yes, the best way can be if they have access to the internet, if they're a family member. The best way is info@htc@gmail.com. That is one way. Also, 516-815-1065. If they go to our website, which is www.htc.ngo, there is a referral form online that's secure that we can call them back.
Great. Andrea Nukwe with High Tech Charities Healthcare with an office here in Pleasantville. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have fun at this expo today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, and I'm enjoying the seniors. They've been blessing me greatly. Thank you.
Sounds like they're having a very good time. Thank you, Andrea. And again, we're broadcasting live from the 51st Salute to Seniors Business Expo going on here at the Westchester County Center. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more in a moment.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Westchester County Center in White Plains. Salute to seniors. It's an extravaganza. So many wonderful businesses here and related services, anything to do with senior citizens today. And it's really, it's just a wonderful atmosphere. And there's so many people here taking advantage of finding out about everything that's available to them. I'm really happy to be speaking right now with Rosemary Santana. She is the Director of Spanish Outreach for True Care Home Care. Rosemary, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Tell me exactly, what is True Care Home Care?
True Care Home Care is a home care agency where we provide home care services to those seniors that want to stay at home in a safe environment. Yes. We provide them with a couple of hours, if it's private pay, it's a couple of hours a day of home care services, as well as we provide those that have Medicaid also with home care services.
Okay.
So we provide home care, and we also provide the CDPAP program, which is the Consumer Direct program, where those patients would prefer to have a family member take care of them, and we would pay that family member to take care of them.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard of anything like that. That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's great. It's a very good program.
So you pay a family member to care for the loved one.
Exactly. The patient has to have Medicaid for that program, for the CDPAP program.
Okay. And obviously, I would imagine there's a training that goes into that. Do you train the caregivers?
We train the caregivers, yes, for the home care HHA services. And then for the CDPAP program, we also give them a life training.
Okay, wonderful. So what makes True Care Home Care different from other home care agencies? Because I know, you know, there's a lot of them. And mm-hmm. But what makes you different?
Well, True Care Home Care stands by its name, True Care Home Care. We truly care. We go above and beyond to make sure that that patient is happy at home and in a safe environment.
Very
so
good.
I can say that sets us apart from everybody else.
Yes, really, truly caring.
Yes.
What is your website?
Our website is, you could go on truecarenewyork.com/CDPAP for the CDPAP program.
CDPAP, P-A-P. Mm-hmm. Okay, True Care NY, and that's True, T-R-U-E, Care, ny.com/CDPAP. Yes. Wonderful. Rosemary, thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me to come and talk.
Yes, well, I would have done it in Spanish, but I don't speak it that great.
That's okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome.
We want to thank Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, also Hightower Westchester, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics, all helping us to make today a wonderful opportunity to see what's happening in the world of seniors at Salute to Seniors, Westchester County Center, White Plains, New York. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Westchester County Center in White Plains. This is Salute to Seniors today, an extravaganza. Everything you can imagine, all services, businesses, and even music oriented towards the people that we love so much, our senior citizens. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lapolis Electric, Electrical Contractors, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped up in a sleepaway facility in Armonk, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, speaking of responsibility, that is something that anybody who has someone taking care of someone that they love, a geriatric nurse, this is something that we have to think about at some point in our lives. And so I'm very grateful to welcome to the program Ivanza Smith-Kilgore. She is a geriatric nurse. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me, so where are you a geriatric nurse, Ivanza?
All over Westchester. I work for different agencies, so pretty much all over Westchester.
So you work with various, so you're almost like a freelancer?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. How many years have you been a geriatric nurse?
Oh, my goodness. Most of my life. I guess I was nursing before I knew I was nursing. My dear grandmother, bless her soul, Miss Dorothy Sue Spady, she was a nurse. She was a nurse from home. She had 13 children, but she still took care of everyone in the neighborhood and the community.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
it's in my blood. So I've been doing it, I guess, ever since I was born, it seems like.
Yes, what a legacy. What was your grandmother's name again?
Dorothy Sue Spady.
Wonderful. God bless her. That is incredible. 13 children and then still took on the entire community. What do you love most about being a geriatric nurse?
I love the people. I love knowing that I'm helping promoting health and sustaining life. So I love it all.
Now, are you actually an accredited RN, or is it a little bit different when you are in geriatrics? But, I mean, do you have the ability to administer medications or check blood pressure, things like that?
Yes, I can check blood pressure. I'm not too fond of the medicine. I, myself, prefer holistic or natural way of doing things. So I'm not a big fan, even though I'm a nurse, I'm not a big fan of man-made medicine.
Okay.
I like the herbals.
That's so interesting. Yes. And are you allowed to administer that? It probably depends on the patient, right?
Exactly, yes. Depends on their plan and what their family has put in place.
Okay.
Yes.
So you travel all around Westchester then to do
yes.
this. Do you live in Westchester?
Yes, I do. New Rochelle, New York.
Oh, very close. I'm in Larchmont, right
oh,
next
hi,
door.
Neighbor.
Hi, neighbor. Exactly. Well, that is wonderful. If somebody wanted to make sure that you were their caregiver, how would they find you?
Well, I do have an email.
Okay.
And they can contact me by email.
And I know what that is.
Yes.
It's Evonza, which is your name, E-V-O-N-Z-A. What a beautiful name. Evonza.
Thank you.
S. Kilgore. S is in Smith.
Yes.
So S. Kilgore, K-I-L-G-O-R-E, at gmail.com. Evonza S. Kilgore at gmail.com. Evonza, you are a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
I think that your grandmother is very proud for wherever she's watching you from.
Thank you.
Yes, wonderful. And we all hope that we can, at some point in our lives, have someone like Evonza who takes care of us in our latter years and with so much love. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a beautiful day here at the Salute to Seniors, Westchester County Center in White Plains, New York.
Yes,
really
yes.
Is a beautiful day. We thank you for joining us. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and I'm Laura Smith.
Thank you.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester County Center at this annual event, Salute to Seniors, an incredible array of businesses, services, and humanity basically dedicated to the wonderful population of senior citizens. It's a great day. Getting ready to hear some incredible music. But while we have a little bit of quiet here, I'd like to really introduce somebody who I think is very special, Master Domingo Colon. He happens to be Shifu, which means teacher in Chinese, of a Tai Chi from the Tai Chi School of Westchester. Master Domingo, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
I'm telling you, my parents, they don't live here. They live in Indiana. But for Christmas a couple of years ago, I got them lessons with a Tai Chi master. And they absolutely loved it. And so I want you to tell us all about this beautiful thing that brings so much health and wellness to people.
Well, that's wonderful. Actually, Tai Chi is getting much more popular nowadays. It's an ancient Chinese art, and people are looking at it, especially seniors, for improving balance, circulation, breathing, and a lot of health benefits. The interesting thing about it is that it's so gentle that anybody can get into Tai Chi at any age and any fitness level. In fact, we very often teach Tai Chi in seated positions for those people who may have difficulty standing. But Tai Chi also is excellent for improving balance and preventing falls.
That's so important. And how long have you been doing Tai Chi?
Well, I started Tai Chi back in 1965, so it's been a while.
That's incredible. It's 1965, and so, you know, I don't normally ask people their age, but I think it's important in this sense so that people can see, because you look so young and so full of energy, and I'm thinking that may be attributed to the Tai Chi. How old are you, Master Domingo?
Well, I appreciate that. I started when I was 15, so I am now 69.
Okay. Absolutely wonderful. You know, my parents, what their Tai Chi teacher was, I believe, 85 or 90. She finally just retired, not for any other reason than she just thought she'd been doing it long enough. But that's how old she was. And she was teaching much younger people the Tai Chi. I think it just sounds like an incredible thing. So it's not necessarily just for seniors, although it's very good for seniors.
Oh, well, of course, of course. Actually, I started teaching my daughter when she was 3 years old. So one of my long-term goals is getting younger people into Tai Chi because, like any other healthy lifestyle, the younger we get into it, the more we benefit from it.
Absolutely.
So it's great for seniors because due to the gentleness of it, anyone can start Tai Chi at any point. But like with anything else, the earlier you start, the more you benefit from it.
Tell me, is there a spiritual component to Tai Chi?
Well, Tai Chi is based on the Chinese system of philosophy called Taoism, which is a study of nature. So there is that kind of being aware of nature and balance with nature, that you can look at it from a spiritual point of view like that. And many people enjoy that part of the Tai Chi as well. We have meditation and visualization and awareness exercises that go along with the movements.
Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful for children in schools?
Exactly, exactly. Having some of the movements having very fanciful names, the white crane spreads his wings, the snake creeps down the mountain, and the visualizations that come with it are great for kids, but also helpful for any adult in improving memory and concentration and focus.
Fantastic. This is really beautiful. And Tai Chi School of Westchester, where is it located?
We're in Bronxville, about 2 blocks away from Lawrence Hospital.
Oh, from Lawrence Hospital. Okay,
right.
Wonderful. Well, I want to tell people that it's TaiChiSchool.com is the website. Tai Chi spelled T-A-I-C-H-I, TaiChiSchool.com. Thank you so much for enlightening us today.
My pleasure.
Domingo Colon Shifu, that's Chinese for teacher, and he is a master teacher of Tai Chi. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's something I feel like I'd like to do right now. I'm Laura Smith, and you know, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We want to thank Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club, all bringing you this broadcast today. We're thankful to them. And once again, salute to the seniors. That's where we are at the Westchester County Center. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester County Center in White Plains. It's Salute to Seniors, an incredible day today. Well, we're being produced by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built at Accorda Therapeutics, Life, Science. So I have been walking around and just looking at all the incredible business is represented here today, but there's also a lot of county involvement in the Salute to Seniors.
Yes.
So I have with me today Katie Mamone. She works for the Westchester County Department of Elections. Katie, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for asking me to come over and talk to you.
Absolutely. So what exactly do you do with the county of the County Department of Elections?
Yes, so we're the Board of Elections for Westchester County. So what we do is we help recruit election inspectors to work the polls during election day.
I see.
We also help to register voters down the registration department. We take care of absentee voters that live out of the country or the state,
yes,
or out of the county,
but are also better American citizens. Yes,
correct.
So, right.
So that, and also military. We also work with our military.
Oh, I see.
So that their vote gets counted.
Yes, and so, and then also when people move from one place to another,
yes,
do you help them re-register or whatever it is that you,
yes,
have to do?
Yes, we do. We send them registration forms, or they could download it online,
uh-huh,
and they could just send it in to us, and then we'll update the system.
Yes, well, this is an incredible thing that you do and you
thank
represent.
You
know, whenever I go to the polls, I always see actually, for the last 15 years, I see all the same people there that they've been doing it for 100 years.
Yes.
But you can see that they love what they do and they feel like they're really contributing.
Absolutely.
Like almost a civic duty almost.
I was just going to say a civic duty, yes.
I think that's great. So are you really in need of people at this point?
Yes, we are. So we're also, what we're doing is we're recruiting for the registration and election inspectors also. So I have a bunch of registration forms.
Okay.
Very simple to fill out. They could fill it out within a minute or two.
Okay.
And we're also recruiting poll workers to work the election polls.
Oh, wonderful.
So we definitely need people.
And is there an age limit or anything like that?
No age limit.
That's why.
Absolutely terrific.
Yes. It's a wonderful way to really stay involved, and it's important at any age. But that's wonderful. So your booth is over here in the Westchester County Center. Are you in like the first aisle, or what do they call it?
We're over to the far right.
Okay.
When you walk into the main hall, we're on the far right, and we're in the middle section on the far right.
Wonderful. And again, Katie Mamone, she is from the Westchester County Department of Elections, and helping to recruit seniors today to do their civic duty and to show up and really be a part of what is such an important thing in our society, is helping at the polls and then also with the Board of Elections. It's great to have you today.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for doing this.
So we're there to help every citizen of Westchester County to have their vote count.
Yes.
And ensure that their vote gets counted. So that's why every vote is important, and all the election workers are critical to helping us get our vote counted. So.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for what you do. And what is your phone number at the County Board of Elections for people to call?
Yes. Yeah, so at the Westchester County Board of Elections, our phone number is 914-995-5700.
Oh, that's easy.
So it's 5700. Yeah.
5700-995-5700.
Right.
Of course, 914. And what's your web address?
It's they could just go to the county website.
Oh, the county, that's right. It would be on there under Board of Elections.
Yeah, and Board of Elections. And then when they scroll down on Board of Elections, it helps you find everything. It's very simple.
Take you through there.
It's not complicated.
And all the forms are there, too, and everything.
Yes, exactly. And they could always call and ask if they have any help, need any assistance.
Sure. And they can call.
Walk right through them.
Okay. And Katie Mamone is happy to do that for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much from the Westchester County Department of Elections here today at Salute to Seniors at the Westchester County Center. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.